They keep digging and hoping. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, searching for earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria. Where they rescued someone alive in that location, but many more may be trapped in the rubble or dead in the thousands of buildings that collapsed. So the number of people killed now, over 5,000, is expected to keep rising. More than 20,000 are injured, and wintry weather is adding to the misery.
Through snow and freezing rain, rescue workers have been continuing their efforts. Survivors who've lost homes and loved ones huddle round a wood fire. We haven't eaten anything since morning, says this man. Our children are very hungry. A huge local and international rescue effort is underway.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. U.S. Navy divers keep working to recover pieces of that Chinese spy balloon shot down Saturday off the South Carolina coast. President Biden says,
we've made it clear to China what we're going to do. They understand our position. We're not going to back off. We did the right thing.
We're now learning from U.S. military officials that the spy flight had the potential for explosives to detonate and self-destruct.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Senators will get a briefing Thursday. Republicans like Marco Rubio think the president acted too late after the balloon crisscrossed America.
It was sending a message for the world, and that is, look, we can fly these things over airspace of the United States, and they can't and won't do anything about it.
A police officer's dead in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and others injured recovering at home after responding to a call of a man said to be having a mental health crisis.
The two McKeesport officers encountered the suspect. The suspect suddenly produced a handgun and shot the two McKeesport officers.
Allegheny County Police Superintendent Christopher Kearns, a third officer, returned fire, wounding the gunman who's now in a hospital. Someone's going to wake up filthy rich in Washington State, where there was the only winning ticket for the Powerball worth $754 million, the ninth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Will President Biden tell us more about that Chinese spy balloon tonight? That is a big question ahead of his State of the Union address. Continuing to help Ukraine fend off Russia's invasion will likely be another topic, and he's expected to tout what he sees as economic progress.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there will be no question tonight's State of the Union is a Joe Biden speech.
This is a president that's incredibly optimistic, and he talks about the possibilities. He talks about not betting against the American people.
The president worked on the speech over the weekend at Camp David. His message is expected to focus on legislative achievements over the past 2 years and building on what the administration sees as economic progress. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will deliver the official Republican response. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is again urging the president to work out a deal with House Republicans to attach spending cuts to a debt limit increase.
Of all the dangers we face, the greatest threat to our future is our national debt.
Now, on Wall Street, stock futures, they are down modestly the day after declines. The Super Bowl is coming up Sunday, and a former NFL player will be honored for his service to our country, the late Pat Tillman.
Who made the ultimate sacrifice to our country, with four scholars from the Pat Tillman Foundation chosen to serve as captains during the Super Bowl coin toss. The four scholars include Fabertia Flint, whose husband, Staff Sergeant Brian Lewis, was killed in the line of duty in 2006, Army veteran and filmmaker Robert Hamm, Army reservist and developmental psychologist Haijung Park, and Dave Prackshaw, Air Force veteran and physician technologist. Tillman, the former Arizona Cardinals safety, left the NFL and enlisted in the U.S. Army in 2002. He was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan in 2004. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Well, the Chiefs and the Eagles, they're already in Arizona getting ready for the game. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.